Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Welcome along to Friday, the 8th of December for 2017. Potsy and Leighton this morning, thanks to Accelerate 24-Hour Fitness Centre in Dobney Avenue. There's a fair bit to get through today.
Is there?
I can tell you, very busy show.
I've already wound down for the weekend.
Very busy show coming up today. Our final Christmas ham is up for grabs today,
it's
everybody.
It's not just a Christmas ham, it's a Bernardi's Christmas ham.
Yes, and I thought, seeing as the significance of the moment
right.
Being the final one, because, of course, we've been giving away the Bernardi's Christmas ham all week,
yeah.
I thought, seeing as this is the last one,
right.
it deserves something extra special today.
Right.
So we've gone, at great expense to the company.
Yes, oh, no.
We've gone and made a very special opener.
An opener.
For the ham jam today,
sure.
Seeing as it is the last one.
The last one.
All right.
Okay. Well, you're going to play the opener?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our production team have been working on this all night.
All night.
They haven't been home to sleep.
Haven't
and
they?
When you hear it, you'll understand the amount of work that's gone into this has just been amazing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you ready?
Right. Here I'm
ready. It's the final ham jam. It's just amazing, isn't it? How much work went into that?
It's I can understand why they haven't been home. It's they've been too embarrassed. I should have seen what I did at work today.
Hey? I've been working on it. I'm gonna play it again. It's the final ham jam.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I just don't know how they got the entire orchestra into the studio to do that.
The song you have to listen out for.
The name of the band, not Europe, it's You Crap.
The song that you have to listen out for.
Oh, right,
today,
there's a song, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the final ham jam is from Noiseworks, No Lies. This song.
When you hear Noiseworks, No Lies, that's when you phone us. 13 27 10. We'll take a caller at random and hand over the final ham jam. It's the
final ham jam. also coming up today.
That's going to get old really quickly.
Well, you've got to play it a few times because they work so hard.
Oh, no, yeah. That's right. They took hours.
Also hours. Coming up today, we'll have a bit of a look at the weekend sport with Mike Lorigan from Nine News Riverina, and there's a little bit on. Hopefully this morning, also, we're going to try and catch up with Trevor Urquhart from St. Vincent de Paul. They had their food drive, it was last weekend, and it usually is very well supported. For whatever reason, last weekend, it may have had something to do with all the rain that we had last weekend.
It fell through the cracks.
It wasn't as successful as it has been in previous years. So we'll have a chat to Trevor about that, and then we'll find out how we can help leading into Christmas. So we'll catch up with Trevor from St. Vinny's probably just before 7:30, all going well. $1,000 to play for after 8 o'clock this morning.
With Potsy and Leighton's $1,000 ultimate hearing test, we're also going to catch up with Peter Crackers Keenan before the morning.
Do that just after 8:30. Have a look at some off-season AFL news and also some tips for the races, horse races in Melbourne tomorrow. Also today, there's another $1,000 to be given away with the Christmas Club cash to members of the Triple M Club. Sign up today at triplem.com.au, and all sorts of other stuff to have a chat about today, including our toy drive, how you can help the children's ward at the Wagga Wagga Rural Referral Hospital through Gimme Five for Kids just by shopping at the Sturt Mall. Skyworks on New Year's Eve. Christmas Spectacular is coming up on Sunday week.
Jeez.
There's a bit to get through this morning,
everybody. It is
everybody.
A busy time of year,
very
isn't it?
Busy. Good to have you with us. Catching up with Trevor Urquhart from the St. Vincent de Paul here in Wagga.
How you doing, Trev?
Oh, not bad, boys. Going all right.
That's the way. Thanks for joining us this morning. Now, Trevor, as I understand it, last weekend we had the annual food drive, or it was scheduled for last weekend, but for whatever reason it didn't quite work out the way that it usually works out.
No, it was very disappointing. It was the worst result we've had. I've probably put it down to the inclement weather.
Yeah.
And people didn't put their bags out, or it's tougher out there than we really think, and people are just tightening their belts.
All right, so let's see if we can get some tins, some food for you. What are we looking for?
Good food is non-perishable, and we don't want out-of-date food. We have had a little bit of food just coming in, but we need a lot more. So we're going to be packing 500 hampers next week in Wagga, and we really need as much assistance as we can get. And the people of Wagga are always very generous with our appeals, and we just hope that they can see their way clear today or this week to give us a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, for whatever reason, it just didn't work last weekend, and you're probably right. With all that rain that we had on Saturday, that probably wasn't ideal.
So if we've got our tins, we've got our non-perishables, what do we do with them?
Just drop them down to St Vincent's St Vincent's de Paul Care and Support Centre at 207 Edward Street. That's just near the corner of Oaks Avenue there.
All right, and then you guys will put it in a hamper, and you'll put it out to those families that are doing it a little tough this year. Just how tough is it out there, mate, this year?
Oh, well, we've noticed down at the Care and Support Centre, our welfare centre, we've noticed a very big increase since around about June, July. We're helping a lot of people right across the board with a lot of different issues. Most of our clients are on Centrelink payments, but there are people there that are working families who are just struggling with the everyday cost of living at the moment.
Yeah, like energy prices would be an issue, I'd imagine. They've just gone through the roof.
Oh, yeah, well, look, you know, the electricity and gas assistance we're giving. And it's getting a bit alarming. You know, people are coming in with their water accounts, and some people need assistance with their rates and rent. And, you know, it's really right across the board. And I suppose with the cost of living and everything going up, and people have got to, you know, clothe their children, send them to school, pay school fees, it's never ending.
All right. So non-perishable canned food is preferred, regardless of what it is.
Or packet food, cereals, anything like that.
All right, we can't get two middle noodles because the staff here will eat them.
Yeah, the blokes there. I know you blokes.
So that's all they eat here. But once again, where do we drop it off at?
At Care and Support Centre at 207 Edward Street.
Good on you, Trev. Thanks for your time this morning, mate. And we hope that Wagga Wagga get behind you on this one. For whatever reason, it just didn't work last weekend. And that's fine. We've still got a couple of weeks before Christmas. So please support St Vinny's. Donate to the food drive this year so we can help those families who are doing it a little tough for Christmas 2017. Thanks, Trev, for your time this morning, mate. We appreciate it. Good luck. Hope you get lots of donations. And time to have a look at all the sport that's coming up this weekend. And joining us from Nine News Riverina, Mike Lorigan, this morning.
How you doing, Mike?
Good morning, fellas. I'm going very, very well. How about you?
Yeah, not too bad, Mike. We've had a big week because, of course, we've just been watching the cricket on Nine, of course. That great second Test match from the Adelaide Oval. That was a ripper Test match.
Jeez.
Wasn't it a ripper?
Yeah, no, terrific.
and it's a ripper thanks to two dodgy calls from the captain. So it provided plenty of excitement. So, it was absolutely fantastic. What a win from the Australians. I think that... that last day, the bowling, the first session was incredible. Mitchell Starc coming in and finishing things off for Australia. Our bowling attack has been sensational, and the bowlers have really stepped up, throughout the series so far. And what was great about that Test match, I think, was that every single day it was completely different from the day before.
Yeah.
It just turned things on its head every day. Yeah. You know, you didn't know what was coming around the corner.
No, it ebbed and flowed. And, of course, on world record pace too for the amount of DRS, we seem to be going upstairs every goddamn second ball.
And that was okay. You know, you just want to get the right result. I see that Steve Smith will now consult with the bowlers before he decides to enforce or reject the follow-on.
Yeah, isn't that fantastic? Mitchell Starc, and I think they'd be stoked with that now. Absolutely.
I think so. Yeah.
But as I said, two dodgy calls from the captains really actually provided plenty of entertainment for us, because who knows what could have happened. The Test match could have been wrapped up much quicker, and
the result could have gone the other way quite easily.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah. The interesting thing was, I'm just wondering what Hazelwood, Starc, and Cummins would have done with the ball the night that Jimmy Anderson was making it swing all over the place. But look, as you say, it was a Test match that ebbed and flowed. It was just fascinating, and now we're off to Perth. Now, while we're on cricket, mate, let's have a look at the local cricket. They haven't had much luck with the weather this summer. Hopefully, there's some games this weekend, because we have a big game at Robbo Oval this weekend.
That's right. Tonight, the one-day final's being played. Coringal Colts, they take on the South Wagga Blues. The Colts are probably favourites going into this. I think they're undefeated, but so is South Wagga, and they're also the defending champions in this one. So it's a day-night decider as well, which tosses things up 4:30 this afternoon. The critical point in this match is when the sun goes down.
Yeah.
That's when it gets very difficult for batsmen at Robertson Oval. They've got to sort of contest the light, and the sun gets in their eyes, and sometimes it can be very, very hard to see the ball. So I think whoever is bowling at those points, they want to get either a few late wickets or a few early ones, and hopefully, that's where it's going to get exciting.
All right, so 4:30, Robbo this afternoon for the one-day final, but of course the big cricket story, as far as we're concerned this weekend, is that the Wagga Sloggers are off to the SCG.
They are. The regional bash, it's the competition's been running the past few weeks. All different regional teams from across, I guess, New South Wales have been taking part in this competition. There's four teams left. The Wagga Sloggers are one of them. They're playing at the SCG on Sunday. They're coming up against probably the favourites going to this, the defending champions, the Arana Outlaws from the Central West. Nine new faces in the lineup, but as you said, there's been a lot of rain. So their preparation's been interrupted thanks to this wet weather over the past couple of weeks. But hopefully it means nothing. They're raring to go. And as their names say, they do plenty of slogging.
Hey, did you moving across to NRL? Have you seen any news on Todd Carney wanting to join Manly?
Well, there is a bit of a talk. His name is in the mix there, as is Trent Hodkinson's, and Quade Cooper's name has also been thrown up after he was dumped by the Reds. Todd Carney is in the Queensland Cup at the moment, but he's out here. He's got a clause in that contract with the club that he's with at the moment that if an NRL contract comes on his desk, mm-hmm. then he can get out. Okay. So he is in Australia playing in the Queensland Cup because he wants to get back into the NRL. And look, I think Manly wouldn't go astray. They could probably get Todd Carney on the cheap as well because he is so desperate to get
to come back.
The league.
Yeah. He needs some money for another tattoo.
And to finish off with, Mike, just a quick look at Wagga softball this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. It's only the single match to be played this weekend. South Wagga Warriors, they're going in as favourites against Turvey Park. And so, yeah, it should be a good little match.
When you were growing up, did Mum ever threaten to take away Christmas from you if you were naughty?
Look, no, not Christmas.
Well, you don't tell me you were a goody two shoes. Hard to believe.
No, because there wasn't much.
You would have been an absolute little pain in the
back in the day. We got a present. That was it, because there were five kids. You got a present underneath a tree that we went down the end of the street, because we're on a dead-end street, went down to the end of the street, cut off a little pine tree, brought it back, so it was a live tree, and after a couple of days it was no longer alive, it was dead and shriveling up. But that's all beside the point.
Yes, like most of the question, I'll just, if I could just steer you back onto the question, Leighton, it's great to hear about how many presents you got and where you purchased the tree, but the question was, did Mum ever threaten to take away Christmas?
So we didn't purchase the tree. We cut it down from the hillside down the back.
Did Mum ever threatened?
No, she never threatened to take away Christmas.
I remember when I was growing up, if I was naughty, Dad would put on this voice where he would try and be Santa talking to me down the chimney. And I was...
Because your dad had a really... really
broad Scottish accent.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's like you need, when he spoke, there were subtitles underneath it.
So, and I must have been quite stupid back in the day because there's Dad sitting in the chair and I'm sort of mucking around and they've warned me. They've gone, Santa's on the roof. He's watching you. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you hear this, hello. You got a better heave down there. So, All through my life growing up, wow. I fair dinkum thought that Santa came from Edinburgh. But anyway, and I know as parents ourselves, we've actually used the tactic of
there
will be no Christmas.
We have used the on the kids when they were younger. Listen, you've got to go to bed now.
Yeah.
You know, it's Christmas Eve. You've got to go to bed now. It's sort of 10 o'clock. Santa's coming in a couple hours and you need to be asleep. Mm. And we're in the situation where we were outside having a bit of a family barbecue and there was a plane, a red light from a plane going above at 10 o'clock at night. And we go,
there is
Rudolph. There he is. That's red noses, Rudolph. And the kids, it was like,
I've got to go.
I've got to be asleep.
It is amazing what parents do at this time of the year. Like this lady here in England, a mother who was sick of her children misbehaving made them believe Santa would cancel Christmas unless they improved their behaviour. The three kids discovered the Christmas tree wrapped in industrial strength cling wrap with a note warning them they had just 1 week to shape up.
Ooh.
It was signed by Elise, who reportedly is one of Santa's elves.
The note
put the children on notice, telling them her boss, Santa, was angry with them. Elise went on to say, if you want me to keep visiting, a Santa visit, your tree and your presence back, your behaviour needs to improve. Santa is very angry, and I, as one of Santa's elves, am extremely disappointed.
Wow.
I want you to be good and say sorry to Mum. You all have 1 week to improve, and remember, I'm watching.
Ooh.
The mother's strategy has drawn a mixed reaction when it was posted on social media, with just as many praising it as condemning it.
Hmm.
Well, you do what you got to do at this time of year. And if you've got a little bit of leverage there, I reckon most parents would use it. And don't tell me there's a parent out there listening this morning who would not have used some form of bribery around Christmas time to get the kids to improve their behaviour or to get them to bed or,
boys and girls.
Just to toe the line a little bit.
What would you like Santa to bring you this year? Would you like that iPad? Would you? Or would you like a pair of socks and jocks? All right. So shape up. Otherwise, it's the socks and jocks.
That's right. The level of behaviour determines the end present.
That's exactly right.
And the sooner you learn that, the better it will be.
Anyway. Socks and jocks it is, then. How you doing, crackers?
West Meadows, they've signed him.
They
don't know how to sort of sign him because there's no... He wants to put West Meadows on his body, but there's no room left.
Now,
Dane Swan's going to play for West Meadows.
And who else did they get with Swanee? Who else is going out there?
Oh, I think Corey McKernan's the high performance coach in B grade Essendon District. I don't know why you need one of those.
Yeah, so what do you need high performance in the twos? Fair enough.
Anyway, I think Ramsey's going out there. His cousin Aaron Ramsey's been a good player. In the VFL and that. So, they're just going out. They're going to play five games or something. So.
All right. Now, I notice all of the clubs are out on the track doing a bit of pre-season stuff. You hearing anything from anywhere?
Oh, they're all flying, of course, and they're all the best. And Collingwood, after they're exhausted, they lifted up every tile in the place to find the answers. Same old, we're not going to worry about what Richmond did. We'll just do our own thing. No one's been really sacked. Derek Hine, you're not getting sacked. You were right there. You were right. Oh, we got a new CEO, but that's on the line. But nothing else has changed. They just keep rolling along.
Mm.
They're now training with the women, which is good. You know.
Now they've got.
We'll learn something.
They have got the. Well, it's people are saying it's the easiest draw next year. So if they don't play finals, I don't know. He couldn't survive another year if they don't make the final.
My mail is that halfway through the year, there will be a meeting of very influential people, and I would say that two people will be called in, and both of them will buddy move off.
Yep.
That's what I've been told.
All right, well, we'll see what happens.
And there is a man in the wings waiting to be our president.
Oh, is there?
Hmm.
Oh,
Okay. It's not who you think either. But anyway, all and right. there'd be some more rumblings in the AFL at the moment.
In the castle,
there are people who misbehave when they go out, and they are representing the castle.
Right.
Wow.
And they get sent home.
No names yet, Crackers, that you can
remember. I've got a name, but not on air.
Okay.
All right, so you didn't hear it first.
Christmas coming up in the 16th, which will be good. They can get out there and show a bit of form.
All right, let's find some winners. Where are we tomorrow? Pakenham Cup Day, isn't it?
Pakenham. I tell you what, I don't know. I'm going to the... I don't know if I should go to the test, Boxing Day test first day. I only see two or three balls bowled.
Why is that? Where are you entertaining?
We end up in the car park with Paul Curry, and we have big blokes get him when we throw him to each other.
Oh, great.
It's not allowed to mention how big
he is. No.
But I tell you what, they're pretty ordinary. But anyway, I suppose we've got to cop it. So now... Packing them. Yep. I can get a winner here today. Yeah. I had bloody terrible last week.
No, you were.
I know. Well, when things are glum, there's worse to come. race one, horse eight, Boom Chicka Boom.
Boom Chicka Boom.
Yes, what a name for a horse.
Well, it's not a bad name, is it? Boom Chicka Boom. It's won its last start. Second before that, Mickey Price has got it, and Jake Noonan. Mick Price is bringing out a joke book, Mick.
He's a funny man, not?
Yeah.
All right, so race one, horse eight. We're going to start the day early with Boom Chicka Boom.
Now, this is another one named after that great Indian... two dogs at why do you ask? Race 2, 4, 6, why do you ask?
Oh, dear. Where are you coming up with these, Crackers?
Race 2, 4, 6.
That's a very old one, that.
What else do you like?
Invincible Owl, Race 4, 3, Invincible Owl.
Race 4, 3, Invincible Owl.
Tiara Hope in the saddle. Listen up, look, Jungle Age has got to win, so we'll put the 50 on it. Race 5, 1, Georgina Cartwright. Tishy wrote it well last start. Mickey Bell,
yep.
Did you see him? He gets dressed up, Mickey. I know a story about Mickey, but anyway, that's a bit our race. they're a mixed crew down at Cranbourne. They don't mind, doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay. Race 5, 1, Jungle Legend. Yes, it was a good ride by her last week.
And look, it gets in lower weight.
Yep.
It'll stalk the leader, and then it'll just come away from him.
Go bang.
Now, race 6, 8, another Coldy.
Yeah, no, it is in good form, another Coldy.
Isn't it? Actually, if you can get a winner. I like Grey Line, but it's a hard race to win the Pakenham Cup. I reckon there's about four can win it.
All right, but the Grey Line, you're right.
Yeah, but there's about four that can put their hand up on that.
Yep.
And reports from last night from Mick Hornsby, a lot of people know around Wagan, whose daughter's married to Brad Willer.
Yep.
Blackheart Bart's Flying.
Over in Perth, yeah.
And Lindsay Smith, a mate of mine over there, been training there for years, was with Tom Hughes for a while, and he's a good friend of mine. He's staying at Lindsay's stable. And word out from Lindsay is just put the money on.
All right, so that's over in Perth tomorrow.
Yeah, the Kingston Town Classic.
Yeah, race 8, horse number one, Darren Weir's Blackheart Bart. All right, Crackers, we will catch you next Friday.
Catch you next Friday. Yes.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.